Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Bervin is here. Mark's a new friend. He's President and Chief Operating Officer of Nationwide. That's right. Nationwide Property and Casualty, and he's here to talk to us about something that we're all going to go through if we operate a business long enough, and that's some kind of a natural or otherwise disaster that has some kind of a impact, a negative impact on our business, and potentially very negative depending on whether we're prepared or not. Right, Mark?
That's right, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here. So I'm thinking back to 2003 when I was doing my show, and one of the things that I covered on my show was the 8-state, 50, I've forgotten hundreds of thousands of businesses, how many millions of people were basically in the dark. An 8-state brownout after something happened in Indiana or Ohio, I forgot where it was, and knocked that whole quadrant of the country out of business.
Yeah, and I think as we go through the conversation, Jim, you'll see that absolutely resonates. You know, we're talking about how to be best prepared in the case of events like that or natural disasters that occur. And really, there's some good information available that excited about the opportunity to talk about.
Well, and, you know, I was telling the audience before you got here, reminding them, those of the ones who were still uninitiated, that if you operate a business long enough, you'll have a storm, a fire, a flood, a brownout. You'll have something that will happen. And depending on the industry you're in, depending on what you do, you've got to have different levels of preparation, right? If you own a provisions company, then you better be prepared to crank those freezers up when the power goes out, right?
That's right. You know, and that's, Jimmy, as you talk about that, one of the things that we looked at through this survey and what we did here at Nationwide, we're very committed to small business owners. In fact, Nationwide is the largest insurer of small businesses in the United States. And based upon that commitment, we wanted to really identify the ways where we thought that there was opportunity for us to help business owners. And one of the unique areas that we saw was just this whole dynamic around disaster recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in the business of helping folks after disasters. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of practice at that.
Yeah.
But we went out and actually surveyed 500 small business owners just to kind of walk through the different factors impacting them with this whole disaster plan conversation.
I bet you got a cross-section of things, didn't you, when they talk about the things they'd already gone through?
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting. The first thing that we found as we go through, and it makes sense, you know, small business owners have a ton going on, very busy, and when you look at just even the priority of have we thought about it and have we really spent our time building a plan, you know, a third of the respondents that we talked to just said this wasn't a high priority, hadn't
mm-hmm.
really thought much about it, and 75% of those small business owners had no plan.
And when you say plan, let's break that down just a little bit, because a plan could be anywhere from protection to prevention, from prevention to protection to recovery, right? I mean, it's multifaceted, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, whether it's first just becoming informed through different resources on different components of a plan, and we'll talk about that, but whether it's nationwide.com on our business tab, we have a ton of information there for small business owners, or we partner with the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety,
mm-hmm.
IBHS.org. They have a great deal of information on their resources tab about what goes into a disaster plan. And, you know, the details, whether it be just the aspects of protecting your property and knowing what part of the country you're in, whether it's hurricanes
right.
or winter weather.
Tornado
or
floods or whatever, yeah.
You got it. There's that aspect. There's having the right communication plan, you know, pre and post event. You think about it, we're all so dependent upon cell phones today, and mm-hmm. one of the things that we find is oftentimes after a disaster, you have no cell phone.
The tower gets knocked over by a storm, you're going to be out of business for a while.
That's right. So just thinking through, you know, the aspects of a communication plan, what type of backup communication systems do we have?
Mm-hmm.
What type of business are you in? So, you know, how important is, how quickly do you need to get to your customers or vendors or your employees and you know, just all aspects there. So there's
data backup, you got to have data backup. And, you know, you'd be amazed how many people aren't even doing that, which never mind a natural disaster, you know, hard drives crash all the time. I mean, those are, it's amazing how I don't know if you guys got into that part of it, the data backup part in your survey or not.
We really did. So we looked at it and found, it was about a little over a third of our folks felt that they had, that they strongly agreed with the fact that they had a proper vital records plan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whether that's the duplication of vital records, your storage offsite, different area. We're in the age of data, right?
Right.
So how
right.
is that data being protected and understanding in your business? What are the aspects and the steps that you need to take there with your vital records?
So what were some of the things that people said that you felt they were prepared for? What did you feel that they said, you know, more people than not said they were ready for something. Do you have anything like that?
You know, it was, I would say that a good number of folks came back and said that remote locations being available so that I would be able to continue the business, that was probably one of the stronger positive replies that we had, was I would be able as my to run my business from some other location for
right.
a period of time. Now, that varied quite a bit depending upon the size of the business,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the smaller the business, the more comfortable folks felt there that they would be able to get temporary office space or a new storefront, something
or maybe even stay home with a laptop, right? I mean, that's one thing.
Right.
That's one thing we do here in my operation is laptops. And
yep.
we drive them with bigger screens in the office with docking stations, but we take our laptops around with us and we can go wherever we want to go. Mark, you got a website for the survey?
You know, we do. You can access the website on nationwide.com/disaster-planning-recovery.
All right, so check that out, folks. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.